各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all fellow brothers and sisters here.
感谢主带领我们能够在这边来聚会敬拜神。
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus for leading us to be able to come before Him to worship Him.
我们来看约翰福音第二章。
First of all, please turn to the book of John, chapter 2.
第二章二十四节。
John chapter 2, verse 24.
约翰福音二章二十四节。
John chapter 2 verse 24。
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。二十五节。
Verse 25。
也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。这个约翰福音里面。里面有讲到这一句话。
In the book of John, it mentioned these words.
主耶稣知道万人。
That Jesus knows men.
也用不着谁见证人怎样。
So he did not need men's testimony about men.
他知道人心里所存的。
For he knows the contents of men's hearts.
当我们在看这一段圣经的时候。
When we see this part of the passage,
我们会发现这个约翰福音里面记载主耶稣来到世上的一些工作。
We realize that in this book of John tells us about the happenings when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
主耶稣道成肉身。
So when our Jesus was manifested in the flesh,
来传扬福音。
And when he was doing his ministry,
当腓力在告诉拿但业。
So when Philip told Nathanael,
说摩西的律法先知所记那一位我们遇见了。
That whatever is stated in the law of Moses, they have already seen it.
那这个拿但业说拿撒勒能出什么好的。
And this is what Nathanael replied to Philip, that what good will come out of Nazareth?
主耶稣他看到拿但业就指着他说你是个真以色列人。
So when Jesus saw Nathanael, he told him that you are the true Israelite.
心里没有诡诈。
That your heart does not contain any there is no struggle in your heart.
拿但业是谁？
Who is this Nathanael?
主耶稣为什么知道他的内心？
How does our Lord Jesus know the contents of his heart?
当主耶稣在行头一件神迹。
In the first miracle that our Lord Jesus performed,
主耶稣也是知道人心所存的。
Our Lord Jesus knows the hearts of men.
他也知道万人。
And he knows the hearts of mankind.
当中也有玛利亚的代求。
And he also heard the prayers of Mary.
主耶稣行了一件很奇妙的神迹。
And he performed indeed a wonderful miracle.
洁净圣殿。
As he was coming to the temple,
当时有人把神的殿当作买卖的地方。
There were some people who used his temple as a place for business transactions.
所以主耶稣就在这里洁净圣殿。
And in order to cleanse his temple,
其实来到圣殿里面的人，主耶稣也知道他们心里所存的。
Our Lord Jesus here knows the hearts of the people who come to worship Him.
后面有人求看神迹。
Behind them, there are people who wish to see some of the miracles that He could perform.
主耶稣也是知道他们的动机，还有心里所存的。
Our Lord Jesus knows their motives and what is in their hearts.
后面又有尼哥底母。
And in these groups of people, there is Nicodemus.
他晚上来找耶稣。
He came to see Jesus in the night.
主耶稣也是知道他心里所存的。
And our Lord Jesus knows the contents of his heart.
主知道。
God, Jesus indeed knows.
因为他是全知的神。
Because Jesus is an omniscient God.
我们从很多事情可以看到主知道一切。
So from the Bible, we can see that the Lord knows everything that is in
our hearts. 无论是人的行动，还有思想、言语。
Our deeds, our thoughts, and our intentions.
啊，神他都是无所不知。
He is an omniscient God.
主知道，这一句话有时给人带来安慰。
The concept that God knows brought to some of us a great comfort.
啊，因为人所知的有限。
Because human, we have limitations in what we know.
啊，所以有时候会有偏差或者误解，甚至于啊受冤屈。
So sometimes in our thoughts we have bias and misunderstandings in our way of doing things.
啊，当人不了解你的时候，最了解你的就是神。
When we are misunderstood by others, the person who knows, who understands you most is God.
因为主知道。
Because God indeed knows.
所以这一句话也给人安慰。
So this word that God knows is indeed brings a lot of comfort to all of us.
啊，当我们所做的事。
Whatever we do,
啊，人不知道，但是主知道。
Even though men do not know, God knows.
所以主知道也给人一种警惕。
So this is also a warning to all of us.
因为主知道他在监察。
Because we have to understand that God is always using His eyes to inspect us.
所以主知道给人安慰，也给人警惕，也要我们。过着一种敬虔的生活。
God wants us to know that He knows everything in order that we may always be leading a vigilant life.
啊，其实我们都是人。
As we all know, we are only human.
人虽然有两个眼睛，一对耳朵。
Even though we possess two eyes and a pair of ears.
我们所看见、所听见的。
Whatever we hear and whatever we see.
啊，有时候也是模糊，甚至于不清。
Sometimes can be a blur and not clear.
人实在很有限。
So man is indeed limited in what he can do.
但是我们相信啊，主他是全知的神。
However, we truly believe that our God is an all-knowing God.
他也是遍在的主。
And he is a
全地的主。
And he is our supreme God.
我们所敬拜的主，他有三种特质。
And there are three special characteristics possessed by our God.
啊，他无所不知，无所不在，无所不能。
He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
啊，所以主知道。
So God indeed knows.
我们来看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Please next turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 139.
啊，诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalms chapter 139.
啊。诗篇一百三十九篇第一节
，Verse 1，
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。啊，第二节说，主知道我们的意念。
Here in verse 2 it says that God knows our thoughts and our perceptions.
啊，我们的心思意念，他都知道。
Our thoughts and our perceptions is known by Him.
因为他是鉴察人心的主。
Because he is a God that search and inspect our hearts.
就像拿但业心里没有诡诈。
As we know that Nathaniel, he has no nothing.
啊，主耶稣说，我在无花果树下就看见你了。
And our Lord Jesus told him that he has already seen him in the under the fig tree.
啊，当天上的神应许啊，这个亚伯拉罕年老的时候要得一个儿子。
In the Bible, it says that God had foretold to Abraham that in his old age he will receive a son.
我们知道亚伯拉罕将近百岁，撒拉生育已经断绝了。
So we know that Sarah and Abraham, in their advanced age, it is impossible for them to have any children.
哦，所以撒拉她在暗笑。
So under the instructions of God.
啊，其实神也知道。
And in her prayers, God knows.
人的心里所存的是什么？
What is their hearts? What do they want? What they need?
神都知道。
God indeed knows.
亚比米勒心存不正，他也知道。
Abimelech, his heart does not contain, is not pure, and God also knows that.
亚拿尼亚夫妇欺哄圣灵，主也知道。
Ananias and his wife, God knows their every move.
啊，所以主知道，我们可以从这里了解， 我们坐下起来，他都知道。
From all these incidents, we know that even if we sit or we rise, God knows.
他从远处知道我们的意念。
And from afar, he knows our thoughts.
神虽然好像不在我们身边。
Even though we feel that God is not around us, we feel that God is not around us.
他是充满万有的。
In actual fact, he is everywhere.
他知道我们的意念。
He knows our deepest thoughts.
因为他充满万有。
Since he is omniscient.
所以我们心中所存的。
So whatever dwells in our hearts.
啊，他也了解。
He understood. He understands.
啊，所以圣经说我们要保守我们的心。
So in our heart, in the Bible it says that we have to keep our hearts.
啊，胜过保守一切。
We have to be vigilant.
人看人有时候看外貌。
Because what we can see is the facade of another person.
啊，唯有神看人是看内心。
However, God sees the hearts of hearts.
啊，当撒母耳先知要去膏大卫的时候。
Before Prophet Samuel was about to anoint David.
啊，耶和华真神对撒母耳说。
The Lord God told Prophet Samuel.
啊，不要看人的外貌。
Not to concentrate on the outer appearance of man.
啊，他说神看人是看人看人看外貌，神看人看内心。
Man judge a person through the outside appearance, but God looks through the hearts.
啊，所以我们的心很重要。
So this tells us that what is in our hearts is indeed very important.
我曾经听过一个见证。
Once I heard a very wonderful testimony.
啊，就是有一个信徒他讲了一句话。
And this is what a member once told me.
啊，他说哈，他体会到主耶稣看我们是透明的。
He told me that what God sees in us, it's likened to us being very transparent.
诶，这个信徒他讲这一句话蛮有意思的。
When I heard what he had to say, I find there's a lot of meaning in it.
因为我们在神的面前，心里要坦然无惧。
Because as we know, when we come before God, we must be guiltless and our conscience must be free and we have to be transparent.
心里啊，能够清洁纯正。
Our hearts must be pure and sincere.
啊，所以我们的心思意念是什么，主知道。
So what is in our thoughts and perception, God indeed knows.
我们所想的是什么，主也知道。
What we are thinking, God also knows.
我们再看第三节。
So let us now.
139篇第三节。
Psalms 1, chapter 139.
我行路。我躺卧，你都细查，你也深知我一切所行的。哦，这边说主知道我们的行为。
Here it says that God is very familiar with all our ways.
人的行为在神的面前是不能隐藏的。
What we do cannot be hidden from God.
人的心诡诈。
Whatever is contained in our hearts.
你的动机所存或者行为。所表现的他都知道。
Our motives, our desires, our actions is all known to him.
亚干犯罪。
When Achan sinned.
大卫的罪行。大卫犯罪。
The sin of David, of King David.
大卫或许认为他所做的没有人知道。
David at first thought that what he did was not known to anybody.
当这个拿单啊去找大卫的时候
，However, when the prophet Nathan came to see him,
他就讲了一个故事给他听。
He told David a story.
结果当这个故事的结束啊
，At the conclusion of the story,
大卫也觉得，哎，这个人怎么这么不好？他是该死的。
David at first cursed this Nathan for telling him the story.
拿单说这个人就是你。
And then Nathan told him that the character in the story is actually referring to he himself.
这个大卫他所做的事他不知道。
David at first did not know what he had done.
他看不清楚自己。
He could not see himself.
其实神都知道。
In actuality, God knows.
当然大卫后来有回转。
However, David repented later on.
向神忏悔。
And then he cried in repentance.
但是他在暗中所做的事，神在日光之下就报应他。
However, what he did in darkness, God showed his sin in the dark, in the light.
神知道我们的行为。
God knows our every actions.
是恶或者善。
Whether they are good or evil.
我们在神的面前。
And all of us before God.
我们应该立志啊，逃足喜悦。
So let us determined to do what is right and to do His will.
啊，主知道我们的行为。
Because God knows our every actions.
你看哥尼流他的善行。
As we can see the righteousness of Cornelius.
在使徒行传第十章，他有重复这样讲的，说你的祷告，你的善行，哦，都蒙神的纪念。
Here in Acts chapter 10 it mentions that the prayer and the righteous deeds that he had done has already been accepted by God and remembered by God.
好，那既然蒙神纪念，我们可以了解主知道。
So since all his actions and prayers has already been known to God.
虽然我们右手所做的，左手不知道。
Sometimes what our right hand did will not be known by our left hand.
哦，当然主知道。
God, however, knows.
我们的动机跟我们的动作在神的面前也能够纯正。
So let us allow our motives, intentions, and our deeds to be upright before God.
再看第四节。
Please read chapter
139篇第四节。
Sorry, Psalms chapter 139, verse 4.
啊，诗篇139篇第四节。
Verse 4.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道。所以主知道我们的话。
The Lord also knows our words.
我们的言语主知道。
What we are about to speak, the Lord knows.
亚兰王在卧房里面所说的机密话。
What is spoken by King Aram is also known by God.
啊，他认为没有人知道。
He at first thought that nobody knew.
啊，结果主知道。
However, God revealed his sin.
我们有时候在这个言语上面。
Sometimes in our speech,
我们也要有一种敬虔的心。
Let us have a attitude to do right.
啊，雅各书里面这样说。
In the book of James, it says.
说如果有人在这个言语上完全，他就是完全人。
That if a person is perfect in his speech, then he is considered all perfect.
我们有时候我们的舌头很容易去犯罪。
Our heart sometimes it's very difficult to bridle it. Our tongue it's
舌头虽然是很小的东西
，even though a tongue can be very insignificant.
哦，但是这个舌头有时候对我们的影响很大。
However, what it can do, it can affect us greatly.
舌头可以赞美神，也可以造就人。
Tongue can praise God and edify others.
舌头也可以抵挡神，也可以败坏人。
However, the tongue could also destroy and curse God.
啊，所以
destroy man and curse God.
雅各书里面说舌头是什么
？And in the book of James, how do they refer to the tongue?
啊，他讲了非常的多。
And here in this book, it illustrates many examples.
啊，他说舌头像这个脚环。
That the tongue is like a
这个马的脚环。
It's like the hoofs of the horse.
因为这个马的脚环，它可以调动全身。
As we know that this part of the animal is could control the movement of the horse. Of the
我们要控制这个马匹，让它顺服。
In order to allow this horse to submit to our wishes.
这个脚环有它的功用。
So we know that this part of the body.Has its use.
好，所以我们也要能够制服我们的舌头。
So let us learn to bridle and to tame our tongue.
再来，舌头也像船舵。
And we also know that our tongue is like the sail of the boat.
这个船在海上行走，船舵也可以调动这个船。
As we know, the sail of the ship is steered by the sails.
舌头虽然小，但是它可以说大话。
Even the the tongue is a very small part of our body. It can do great things.
舌头也像火，星星之火可以燎原。
The tongue is also like a fire.
所以在雅各书第三章讲这个舌头讲很多。
So these are all recorded in the book of James chapter 3.
好，所以他后面叫我们舌头要怎么样去这个发挥它的功用。
So here in the book of James chapter 3 tells us how do we take advantage and to train our tongue to do good.
就是说要有智慧，有见识。
And that is we have to have wisdom and insight.
而且能够显出善行。
That we may all perform good deeds.
不要因为舌头。
So let us not allow this tongue.
来引起纷争。
To cause dissensions among us.
我们总是能够祈求从上头来的智慧。
So let us pray for the wisdom that comes from above.
所以主知道我们的言语。
God knows our speech.
圣经里面这样讲。
And this is what the Bible says.
我们来看马太福音。
Please turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音十二章。
Chapter 12.
马太福音十二章
Matthew chapter 12
三十三节
verse
33十二章三十三节你们或以为树好果子也好树坏果子也坏因为看果子就可以知道树毒蛇的种类你们既是恶人怎能说出好话因为心里所充满的口里就说出来善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来三十六节
Verse 36
我告诉你们凡人所说的闲话当审判的日子必要句句供出来因为凭你的话定你为义也凭你的话定你有罪神这里主知道我们的言语
From here it tells us that God indeed knowsOur speech,
我们是好树就结好果子
If we are a good tree, we will indeed bear good fruit.
恶人怎能说出好话呢
How can an evil person say anything good?
所以心中充满的口就说出来了
Whatever is stored in their hearts,
心里存着善他就发出善
A good person will speak good.
心里存着恶他就发出恶
An evil man,On the other hand, will speak evil things.
所以内在的心思是动机。
So whatever is stored in our hearts will form our motive and intention.
外在的行为是动作。
So whatever we do,
这个动机也会影响动作。
Because our intention will affect how we finally proceed with our actions.
那动作当中除了行为也包括言语的表达
There is always an action and reaction.
所以我们的舌头所说的言语
What our tongue have spoken
能够说出合宜的话
If it will bring a harmony
一句话说的合宜就像金苹果在银网子里面
And it's likened to a golden apple in a cage
这个智慧的劝诫也会造就人
And indeed,The words spoken by him will edify many.
但是在言语上，我们的动机很重要。
However, our intentions and our motive is also very important.
我们也相信主知道我们的言语。
Since we know that God knows our words.
所以圣经里面提到说这个主知道我们的言语。
So in the Bible, it tells us that God knows.Our spoken words.
主耶稣在这边讲得很清楚。
So God here tells us, Jesus here tells us very clearly.
在登山宝训里面也有提到。
And in the Sermon of the Mount, he also mentioned.
箴言里面讲得很多。
And in the Book of Proverbs also mentioned many instances.
所以有人说圣经中的言语篇就是箴言第十章跟雅各书的第三章。
So in the Bible, these books, Proverbs chapter 10 and And in the book of James tells us about the our spoken words.
哦，他也教导我们啊，能够在言语上来追求完全。
These two books tells us how we can achieve perfection in our spoken words.
啊，当然，我们今天舌头虽然很小。
Even though this part of our body, the tongue, is small and insignificant.
啊，但是有时候它的影响很大。
Its effect is great.
啊，有一个学生去请教老师。
Once there is a student who came to seek help from his teacher.
啊，他说我怎么样去啊这个在言语上来追求。
He asked the teacher how he could improve his quality of his spoken words.
啊，这个老师就叫他用一个布袋去装了一堆的羽毛。
And what his teacher told him to do is to take a sack and fill up with feathers.
就叫他说，你把这一堆布袋里面的羽毛哈、哦、拿出去啊，把它啊沿途就撒在路边。
And he asked him to scatter the feathers upon the ground.
啊，然后布袋的羽毛都撒完之后， so、你再把它捡回来，交到我的面前。
So after he has scattered all the feathers out of the sack, he should pick them all up again and bring them back to him.
啊，这个学生就照着老师所吩咐的去做了。
So this student did according to what his teacher told him to.
啊，他把那个羽毛就撒在路边，沿途一直撒，撒到那个布袋的羽毛都没有了。
So what he did is he went out and he scattered the feathers on the ground until the sack is empty.
他就照着老师的话，回头又把羽毛又捡到布袋里面来。
So according to what the instructions of his teacher, he picked up each and individual feathers and put them back in the sack.
可是所捡回来的羽毛已经不是原来布袋里面那么多的羽毛。
However, what he can pick, the amount is less, is much less than when he scattered them.
他把那一堆羽毛放在老师的面前。
So when he brought the feathers back before his teacher, to his teacher.
哦，说老师，你叫我撒这个布袋的羽毛是什么意思呢？
And he asked his teacher, what is the meaning of your instructions?
啊，这个老师就叫他体会。
And his teacher asked him to ponder more deeply about this.
哎，你看这个羽毛很轻。
And he told the student that the feathers is indeed very lightweight.
你把它撒在路边之后，
so when you scatter them on the ground,
你很想再把它捡回来，
when you are about to retrieve them,
可是这个风会吹啊。
However, the wind is working against you.
这个风一吹的时候，
because when the wind blows,
你要再把它捡回来，
and when you are about to retrieve your feathers,
有时候不是原来布袋的羽毛了。
And they will not be the same feathers that was before.
啊，箴言里面告诉我们，我们不要传舌。
And in the book of Proverbs, it tells us that we must not scatter.
啊，不要传舌。
Let us not spread lies or rumors.
啊，或者不要说谎。
And not to spread lies.
因为这也是神所憎恶的。
Because this is despised by God.
所以主知道我们的言语。
God indeed knows our spoken words.
啊，这也是值得我们去思考、留意的问题。
And this is something that we have to put into our hearts as a warning.
因为主知道，所以有时候我们也会觉得我们在主的面前很亏欠。
So since God knows our every deeds, sometimes we feel that we have fallen short of His glory.
那因为有时我们耳边也会听到一些话语。
Sometimes our ears listen to some words.
啊，甚至于啊，我们也会遭受批评或者论断。
Or sometimes we may receive some condemnation or from others.
啊，主知道我们的言语。
However, God knows our words.
有时候说者无心，听者有意。
Sometimes we do not meant to harm another person.
啊，有时候无意当中所听到的话语。
And in this way, in this process, we can sometimes hurt another person.
哎，有时候我们也会觉得很委屈。
And we may regret it later on.
啊，甚至也会觉得心里很不平衡。
Or sometimes when somebody criticizes, we may be very indignant.
哦，但是保罗他有一种感觉。
However, Paul felt this way.
这也是他的经历。
And this is what he said to himself.
哦，他的一种见证。
And it has become his testimony.
他在哥林多前书里面这样讲。
And in the book of 1 Corinthians, he said.
啊，哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
啊，四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
哥林多前书四章一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。所求于管家，是要他有忠心。我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。我虽然不晓得自己有错，但也不能因此就能够得以称义。但判断我的乃是主，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来。他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那使个人要从神那里得着称赞。诶，这个保罗在这边讲这一段话。
These words spoken by the Apostle Paul.
啊，我们都是神的管家。
It says that we are all servants of Christ, of God.
啊，我们对神能够忠心。
So let us all remain faithful to him.
但是我们因为忠心事主。
Because we have to remain faithful to God.
有时我们被论断。
Sometimes we may be judged by others.
我自己也不论断自己。
Because he himself did not judge himself.
保罗说，我虽然不觉得自己有错，但也不能因此称义啊。
Because he told himself that even though his conscience is clear, but that does not make him innocent.
我们有则改之，无则加勉。
Is that we have to judge accordingly.
判断我的乃是主。
Because it is the Lord who judges me.
判断我的乃是主，我们知道，主知道。
Because since the Lord is our judge, then he indeed knows everything.
所以说时候未到，不必论断，只等他来。
So the time will come when the, at the appointed time when the Lord comes to judge.
显明人心意念的是神。
And he is the person who will bring to light what is hidden.
所以我们个人要从神那里得着称赞。
So let us all strive to receive this praise from God.
有时候我们侍奉神也会受到一些考验。
Sometimes in our process of worshiping God, we may encounter with many trials.
我们真的会了解到说，人要知道人真的很困难。
That man is his own enemy.
被人了解也不容易。
It is indeed very difficult for others to understand us.
就是很好的朋友称为知心。
Even our very best friend.
有时候还是很有限的。
There is also a limitation in what he or she can understand.
因为我们都是人。
Because we are only human.
其实最了解我们的就是神。
In actual fact, the person who understands us most deeply is God.
所以既然判断我们的是主。
Since the Lord is our supreme judge.
所以主知道应该是给我们一种安慰。
So this word that the Lord knows is supposed to comfort us.
但是也是给我们一种警惕。
However, this word does also serve to remind us.
因为我们有亏欠，我们也求主怜悯我们。
So whatever shortcomings we have, we wish that the Lord may forgive us.
我们再看诗篇103篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter
诗篇103篇第
chapter 103.
第14节。
Verse 14.
诗篇一百零三篇十四节。
Psalms chapter 103 verse 14.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。主知道我们的性情呐。
So God knows our state.
其实我们人在神面前都有过患。
In actual fact, God knows us and how weak we are.
人没有完全的。
Because none of us is perfect before him.
今天如果不是神的怜悯，
if not for his wonderful grace,
跟他的慈爱，
And his loving kindness.
神的体系。
And his deep understanding.
我们人都是有过患的。
We, man, is, has transgressed upon him.
所以他从第八节就讲。
So, in this book, starting from chapter, verse 8, he says,
神有恩典有怜悯不轻易发怒有丰盛的慈爱不长久责备也不永远怀怒。那么一直写到第十四节说他知道我们的本体不过是尘土啊。
And he knows our formation that we are all of dust.
我们人真的是何等的软弱。
So from here we can see how weak we all are.
但是神对我们的爱是永恒的。
However, his love for us is forever, is eternal.
他知道我们的软弱。
He indeed knows our weakness.
所以他体恤我们。
So he understands us.
他担待我们。
He forbears, he carried our sins.
他也赦免我们。
And he forgives them.
他赦免我们的过患。
He forgives all our sinful past.
所以第十节说。
So in verse 10 it says.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有按我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也何等大，东离西有多远。他叫我们的过患离我们也有多远父亲怜恤儿女耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人神的怜悯跟恩慈啊
Lord's compassion and his righteousness and graciousness
我们最近有家庭聚会的时候也在查约拿书
So in our recent Bible study we studied the book of Jonah chapter 3
约拿也有他的软弱
Jonah, as we know, has his own shortcomings.
那这个尼尼微城的人也有他的过错。
And the people of Nineveh, they have their own weakness too.
但是神对我们的怜悯跟恩慈。
However, his mercy and his loving kindness toward all of us.
真的像这一段圣经所讲的。
It's likened to what these verses say.
说天离地何等高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人何等大。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过患离我们也多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
所以曾经有信徒这样讲。
Once there is a member who said this.
说我们对人要有父母心。
That we have to have a heart of a parent toward others.
神对我们就是父母心。
Because this is what how God treats us.
我们对人也是要有父母心。
This is how we should treat others to have a compassion.
因为主知道我们的性情。
Because the Lord knows our situation.
我们再看出埃及记。
Please turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
好，我们先看第二章。
So let us first read Exodus chapter 2.
第二章二十五节。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 25.
神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。主知道人的苦情。
God is very concerned about our situation.
我们看第三章第七节。
Let us now read Exodus chapter 3 verse 7.
耶和华说我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见他们受孤宫的辖制所发的哀声我也听见我原知道他们的痛苦。这边说神知道人的痛苦。
Here in this verse it tells us the Lord knows our present sufferings.
他知道人的苦情。
He knows he have heard of our cries.
夏甲离开亚伯拉罕之后
When Haggai left Abraham,
他带着一皮带水
she brought with her a water,
带着一个孩童
and brought with her a little child.
他有他的苦情啊
she has her own misery and suffering.
圣经说神顾念夏甲
and the Bible tells us that God heard and heard and have pity on her.
那雅各也是一样啊。
Same thing with Jacob.
雅各在这个拉班的家里。
When he was in the house of Laban.
他白天受尽炎热，晚上受尽寒霜。
In the daytime, he was he would suffer, he suffered from the heat, and at night he suffered from the cold.
哦，神也，主也知道他的苦情。
So God in this way also understand his misery and suffering.
但是主跟他同在。
However, God is always with him.
真的主知道。
God indeed knows.
有一个妈妈。
There is a mother.
她为孩子很难过。
Because of her child, she suffered.
因为这个孩子不听话。
Because her child is disobedient.
啊，不读书，很叛逆。
And the child played truant.
啊，交坏朋友。
And he fall, he had many, he fall into bad company.
啊，这个妈妈为这个孩子很忧伤。
And this mother suffered because of this.
她曾经听过一个见证。
And once she heard of a testimony.
她说有祷告的妈妈，孩子不会变坏。
And she heard that a prayerful mother will not have any bad children.
啊，这一句话给她很大的力量。
And because of this, gives her much strength.
她就一直为这个孩子祷告。
And from that day onwards, she kept praying for her child. 结果
很奇妙，她体验到祷告的果效。
And indeed, in the end, she could feel the result of her constant prayer.
啊，主耶稣改变这个孩子。
God had changed his her child.
这个孩子变得很听话。
And her child turned over a new leaf.
啊，又懂事。
And he became a very mature person.
啊，哎，又很认真读书了。
And And this child began to work hard on his academic subjects.
这个妈妈本来有一个很重很重的担子。
Before, this mother carried upon her back a heavy burden.
啊，她心里十分的难过又忧愁。
She was sorrowful and full of misery.
但是主知道她的苦情呐。
However, God knows what she was going through.
她所发的声音主都听见了。
And God had heard her cries.
哈拿到圣殿祷告。
When Hannah came to the temple to pray.
我们可以看到她流泪倾心吐意的祷告。
We can see how she prayed, how she shed tears.
啊，以利不了解她。
However, Eli did not understand.
哦，以为她是醉酒不正经的人。
He thought that she was a drunk.
可是我们知道这个哈拿她的苦情主知道。
However, God at this point knows what she was going through.
所以神悦纳她的祈求。
God accepted her petitions and prayers.
垂听她的祷告。
God heard and accepted her prayer.
主知道我们的苦情。
God knows our sufferings and our sorrow.
所以我们要仰望神的慈爱。
So let us look upon his mercy and loving kindness.
我们看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Please turn to Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌三章十九节。
Please turn to Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌的三章。
Chapter
3. 啊，三章十九节哈。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 19.
耶和华，求你纪念我如苦阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫。我心里想念这些，就在里面幽梦。我想起这事，心里就有指望。我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因为他的怜悯不至断绝，每早晨都是新的。你的慈爱极其广大。我心里说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他，凡等候耶和华的，心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。我们再看三十。
Please next read verse 32.
主虽使人忧愁，还要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯，因他并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。啊，其实我们每个人哦，都有很多的心事。
Natural fact, we all human, we have in our hearts many worries.
啊，我们的家庭，我们的孩子。
Our family, our children.
啊，甚至于我们的教会。
And even our church, our own church.
有时候我们也会为这个很多事情有一些挂心。
We are worried and anxious about many things.
啊，但是我们有一个很重要的事要去做。
However, there is one very important thing that we must perform.
就是要借着祷告来仰望神的慈爱。
That we have to pray to wait for Him, for God.
仰望神、寻求神的，他必施恩给他。
And to those who wait for him, he will give.
有时候我们会觉得说啊，我的心事没有人知道。
Sometimes we wonder if anybody knows about what we are going through.
啊，但是我们跪下来祷告，因为主知道。
However, when we kneel down to pray, God knows.
我们再看马太福音。
Please turn back to Matthew.
啊，第六章。
Chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第八节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 8.
啊，马太福音六章八节。
Matthew chapter.
你们。哎、马太福音
Chapter 6 verse 8.
你们不可效法他们，因为他们没有祈求以前，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。再看三十二节。
Please read verse
32. 啊，六章三十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 32.
啊，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。啊，这里告诉我们主耶稣的登山宝训，叫我们不要忧虑。
Here it's one of God's teaching of not to worry in his Sermon of the Mount.
啊，我们常常会为很多事情忧虑。
Sometimes we worry about many things.
啊，但是一天的难处一天担当就够了。
However, let us remember that you can only worry so much in a day.
啊，我们在生活当中
，in our daily living，
有时候也有很多的忧虑。
There are also we have also many worries and anxieties.
啊，但是我们相信主的恩典够我们用。
However, let us believe that His grace is sufficient for us.
啊，我们能够知足尽前度日。
So let us be sufficed and lead a non-worrying life.
啊，我们能够一天的难处一天担当。
So let us deal one day at a time.
啊，学习交托跟信靠。
So let us learn to submit and to let go.
啊，这个也是一种信心的生活。
Because we know that this life of ours
啊，主知道
is a life of faith.
啊，我们的需要。
God knows our every need.
啊，这个圣经里面写了很多的见证。
The Bible tells of many wonderful testimonies.
啊，我们看到神从天上降雨。
So we know that God has came down.
啊，或者赐下玛纳。
When he gave manna to the Israelites.
啊，或者给四千个人、五千个人吃饱。
When he filled the stomach of the 5,000.
啊，主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃饱。
So Jesus performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000.
主耶稣他这个告诉门徒。
And the Lord told his disciples.
说你们给他们吃。
So please feed them.
哎，这个当中有一句话哦。
And there is one sentence that I
want to touch on. 约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
六章六节。
Please turn to the book of John chapter 6 verse 6.
约翰福音六章六节。
John chapter 6 verse 6.
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行，好，主知道要怎样行。
Jesus already knows what was going he was going to do.
主耶稣在这边不但是对门徒的一种考验。
The Lord Jesus here not only what he did is only to test his disciples.
也让我们知道很多事情交在神的手里，你都会体验到神的恩典是够用的。
That if all of us let go and let God, then we are able to experience His wonderful grace.
啊，所以主知道这一句话，啊，也给我们能够有一些奇妙的体验。
So because God, Jesus has already understood what is going to happen, so it is His test for us.
啊，很多事主都知道。
Because God knows what is going to happen.
啊，所以我们也能够像圣经里面啊这个139篇最后所讲的。
And this is what is written in Psalms chapter 139.
我们来看139篇。
Let us turn to Psalms chapter
123节跟24节。诗篇139篇23节跟24节。
Psalms chapter 130, chapter 139 verses 23.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念， 看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。啊，今天我们都是奔跑天路的人。
As we know, we are all striving on the path of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们相信主都知道。
So we all believe that God knows our hearts.
啊，我们除了主知道我们的心思意念之外，
Not only God understands our thoughts and our intentions.
啊，主知道我们的行为，
God also understands our deeds.
他更知道我们的言语。
And God also knows our spoken words.
啊，他也知道我们的软弱。
God also knows our weaknesses.
啊，我们的痛苦。
Our sufferings.
啊，我们的需要。
And our needs.
他也知道我们的祷告。
God also will listen to our prayers.
啊，或者我们的奉献。
God also knows our offerings.
哎，主都知道。
God, He knows everything.
甚至于包括我们的服事、侍奉神的工作。
And that includes our holy work toward Him.
主也知道。
God also knows them.
啊，圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们所侍奉的是主基督。
That what we offer is our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们从心里来侍奉神。
That, I'm sorry, what, who we work for is our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们不是给人做，是给神做。
That whatever we do is not for men, but is for Lord.
啊，所以每个人都要从主那边得赏赐。
So we shall receive the reward ultimately from God.
啊，所以我们很多事情主都知道。
So in whatever we do, God knows.
我们有人来聚会很痛苦。有时我们来聚会很痛苦了。
Some of us could not bring ourselves to come for services.
啊，因为是被逼的。
Because it is through coercion.
他好像是忍受一种宗教行为，而不是享受属灵的恩典。
It's like they are being tortured spiritually and not coming with a joyful heart.
哎，我们来教会是敬拜神，还是来看人？
When we come to church, do we come to worship God, or is it a social event?
哦，这个也是主知道啊。
God also knows our intention of coming to church.
哦，所以圣经里面有一句话，他这样写。
And in the Bible it says.
好，我们来看哥林多前书第八章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
啊，哥林多前书八章三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3.
哥林多前书八章三节。
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3.
如果有人爱神，这个人乃是神所知道的。哎，这一句话告诉我们，如果有人爱主、爱神呐，这个人是神所知道的。
And verse 3 says, "But the man who loves God is known by God."
啊，我们今天爱主啊。
Here we all profess to love God.
啊，主是知道的。
God knows.
我们每个人都有一颗爱主的心。
As we all have this heart of a loving God.
啊，我们的主他都知道。
God knows.
啊，也盼望我们在主的面前。
So let us all before God.
啊，我们的心都是坦然的。
So let us have a clear conscience.
啊，也求主耶稣能够常常悦纳我们所求。
And let us pray that God will be able to receive our prayers.
啊，引导我们的路。
To lead us in this path.
啊，希望主知道这一句话能够在我们信仰生活当中。
And may the Lord allow us by knowing this word.
啊，让我们无论顺境或者逆境，都能够与主同行。
That in good times and in bad times, we will always draw near to Him.